You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Treyasar podcast. So we continue today with the Book of Amos. In the last podcast, we took a look at the description of the sins, of the avonot, of Israel, of the northern kingdom, which, as you will recall, was being listed after a description of the transgressions of a number of different surrounding nations, including that of Malchut Yehuda in the south. And all of those other descriptions were sort of a way of catching the attention of Yisrael, so they would listen ultimately to the list of claims against them. Last podcast, we concentrated on the very beginning of the description of the Pshaim of Yisrael, which talked about Al Michram Batzadek Bekesef Tzadik VeEvyon BaAvor Na'alayim. That was the first transgression mentioned. Today we're going to take a quick look at the rest of the list. Basically a how not to list, you know, what you shouldn't do if you're going to be the chosen people. The transgression with which we start today in Pasuk Zayin, Perek Bet Pasuk Zayin, might be seen as a continuation of the first one. Hashoafim al afar eretz berosh talim V'derech anavim yatu. Hashoafim al afar eretz berosh talim. The word shoafim has there are two different possible ways that it could be understood. It could be from the root, which means to step on, which one sees, for example, in the story at the beginning of Sefer Bereshit, when the snake, the nechash, is hearing about its punishment after the events in Gan Eden. It says, "Hu yishufcha rosh," right? That he, Adam, mankind, will step upon your head, right? Again, talking about the snake in Gan Eden, right? So hashoafim al afar aretz. Some people say that comes from that root. You will step upon the dust of the earth, right? And when you are doing so, you will step b'birosh dalim. You will trample on the heads of the poor. A different way of understanding that is that it's from the word to desire, shi'ifa, right? That they want to put, to trample upon the heads of the poor people, or more accurately, they want to, you know, be putting dirt upon the heads of the poor people. Some say, as I alluded to briefly before, that this is a continuation of the previous transgression mentioned, Al Michram Bekesef Tzadik VeEvyon BaAvor Na'alayim. First they sell the poor person for a pair of shoes, and then they use the shoes to trample upon those same people. V'Derech Anavim Yatu. The path of the poor will be diverted. Right? Rashi says on this, "Hachalashim notim midarkam veholchin derech akalton mipnei yiratam kema da'at amar yatu avyonim midarech." So Rashi explains, "Viderech anavim yatu," that the poor people, the weak people, are forced to kind of walk out of their way, to walk in a circuitous route because of their fear. Right, basically we're talking about bullying, right? That the strong would cause the weak to walk around, because the weak would be too afraid to walk, you know, in the places that they wanted to walk. You see a similar idea in Shirat Dvara, in the Book of Shoftim in Perek Hay, where in the song is describing the situation before, you know, Dvara and Barak come to fight. It says in Pasuk Zayin, Perek Hey Pasuk Zayin, Chadlu, Pasuk Vav, Bimei Shamgar bin Anat, Bimei Yael, in the days of Shamgar ben Anat and Yael, chadlu arachot, v'hochei netivot yalchu arachot akal kalot. Right, that the people would have to walk, again, in like these out of the way paths in order, because they were afraid of those who would do them harm. As we'll see in a moment, there are those who will connect this transgression, which we just read about, to the next one in the list. In Pasuk, the continuation of Pasuk Zayin. V'ish v'aviv yelchu el ha'ne'ara lema'an chalel et shem kodshi. Right, that a person, a man and his father, will walk to the young woman, to the young girl, in order to desecrate my holy name. There are again different ways of understanding what this is talking about. Some say that this just is an indication of the perversion that was widespread at the time, that these men would go to Hana'ara, the young girl, probably alluding to a prostitute, right? Which, if that wasn't enough, it is worsened by the fact that the same woman is being visited both by a person, a man, and his father at the same time, right? And there is no, you know, which kind of just adds to the bad nature of what they are doing. Rashi makes the situation worse in a different way. He says that we're talking about a na'ara me'urasa, right? A woman who is already betrothed. So we're not only talking about znut, we're talking about eshetish. His reading of that, possibly because the term na'ara sometimes appears in the Torah in the connection dafka of a na'ara me'urasa. The Ibn Ezra understands this in a way which connects, as I mentioned earlier, to the transgression just before it in the same pasuk. And that is when it says earlier in the pasuk, "V'derech anavim yatu," "V'derech anavim yatu," "Mani arach yashar shehu orcham ad shehesiru anava miYisrael." Anavim, according to the Ibn Ezra, not referring to the poor people or the simple people, but rather to anava, to the humbleness of the nation of Israel. V'derech anavim yatu, that the path of these of the humble people is being taken off track, so to speak. Right, ad shelo yevosh lalechet ish imaviv el na'ara yedua. Right, until it gets to the point that there's no embarrassment about a man and his father going to this na'ara. So he understands the first part of the middle part of the pasuk, v'derech anavim yatu, in a more metaphorical way, and connects it to the end of the pasuk. Pasuk chet, the list of transgressions continues. Ve'al begadim chavulim yishtu beit Elohehem. So we have to understand what is it. I'm sorry, I read the pasuk wrong. Va'al begadim chavulim yatu etzel kol mizbeach, v'yein anushim yishtu beit Elohehem. Right, so first we have to understand what the different things in the pasuk are. Va'al begadim chavulim, right, according to Rashi, begadim chavulim refers to a mashkon, right, that which is taken from a poor person, or from a person to whom you have lent something as a way of holding on to it until they pay you back. A collateral. Targum Yonatan explains the pasuk, Va'al begadim chavulim yatu etzel kol mizbeach, that they would take these begadim chavulim, these things that were taken as collateral, right, and in the book of Shemot, right, we are told that there are very specific laws regarding what is to happen with such garments. Right, if you look in Shemot Perek Kaf Bet, pasuk, let's say starting with pasuk כף. וגר לא תונה ולא תלחצנו כי גרים הייתם במצרים. כל המנה ויתום לא תענון. אם ענה תענה אותם כי אם צעוק יצעק אליי שמוע אשמע צעקתו. וחרה אפי והרגתי אתכם בחרב והיו נשכם אלמנות ובניכם יתומים. אם כסף תלווה את עמי את העני עמך לא תהיה את העני עמך לא תהיה לו כנושה, לא תסימון עליו נשך. אם חבול תחבול סלמת ריאך, עד בו השמש תשיבנו לו. Right? So it's in the context of protecting all sorts of vulnerable, poor people. The Torah says that if you lend money to the poor of the nation, you're not allowed to charge interest, etc. Right? Im tachpol tachpol salmat reecha. Right? If you take one of these garments because they are unable to pay back. Right? Im chabol tachbol. Right? That's like in our pasuk bigadim chavulim. Right? The same shoresh. Ad bo hashemesh teshivenu lo. You have to bring it back to them every evening so that they have what to wear when they go to sleep. Ki hi ksuto. Right? This is the only garment this person has. Levadahi simato leoro b'meishkav. Right, what will he sleep in if he doesn't have that garment? V'hayaki itzake elai v'shamati ki chanunani. Right, and if this person calls out because they're cold and don't have anything to wear at night, I will hear them. Hashem says. Right, so what do the people in our pasuk do? Points out the targum yunatan. V'al begadim chavulim yatu etzel kol mizbeach. Right, they would take these garments and they would like lean upon them, rest upon them, next to every mizbeach, right? That during their parties and their all the sorts of things that would go on in the mikdashim that they would make, they would turn these garments into sort of like sheets and blankets that they would use at these parties, says the Targum Yonatan. A similar explanation is seen in the Radak as well. Shehim chovlim habegadim asher lo yitnu al pihem vayochlu vayishtu alehem beveit akum. Right, they would use them in their idolatrous temples. During their feasts that they would have there. The last transgression on the list, v'yen anushim yishtu beit Elohen, together with the begadim chavulim, which they would use etzel kol mizbeach, they would use yen anushim, and they would drink rather yen anushim, in beit Elohen. There is a, as with some of the other things we've seen, differences of opinion as to what Yen Anushim is. One possibility is Anushim refers to Onesh, which usually we think of in terms of punishment, but in the Torah is generally used in the context of a knas, of a fine that someone would have to pay. So they would take the money that they had been given because of the payment of a fine, and they would use this to drink wine in their Beit Elohim. It's possible that Beit Elohim here is not necessarily Avodah Zarah. It might be like, you know, a legitimate Beit Elohim. But nevertheless, that what they are doing here is not appropriate for a Beit Elohim. Either that they simply were drinking too much in their Beit Elohim, that they would use even the money that they had gained from payment of fines to buy more wine. Some suggest that it's that they would fine people unnecessarily in order to get money, in order to have more wine. Or some see the inappropriateness simply that you should not take money the origin of which is some sort of wrongdoing. I mean, after all, it's money that was received because of a payment, because of a punishment, essentially. It's not appropriate to then turn around and use that in the Beit HaMikdash. And with that, ends the list of the transgressions of Israel listed here, right, there are those who say that if you count carefully, right, you can go back and count and list, you have seven transgressions here, right? Which, according to one of the interpretations which we looked at a number of podcasts ago, al shlosha pishe damesik val arba'a lo ashivenu, it meant to be added up, al shlosha val arba'a, on these transgressions, 3 plus 4, I will not forgive you, right? 7. So here are the 7 major transgressions of Yisrael, for which Hashem can no longer forgive them. And then the section ends with, basically explaining why there is no excuse for this terrible behavior of Bnei Israel. Va'anochi hishmadeti et ha'emorim mipneihem, asher kigova arazim gavho v'chason hu ka'al alonim, v'ashmid piryo me'ma'al v'shorashav mitachat. For you, Yisrael, I destroyed the Emori, right? The Emori, the people living here in Canaan before you came, who were strong and mighty, right? I uprooted them entirely. There was nothing left to these great strong trees that were here before. I completely got rid of them for you. Va'anochi ha'leiti etchem eretz Mitzrayim va'olech etchem b'midbar ba'im shem na'ar l'reshet et eretz ha'emori. Right, I took you out of Egypt and I took you 40 years in the desert to bring you to this land of the Emori which I had destroyed before you so that you could take over the land. Va'akim mibnechem l'nevi'im u'mibachorechem l'nezirim. Right, I set for you people to teach you, right, to show you how to behave. Right, I gave you nevi'im and I made you nezirim. Right, is this not true? The Navi says, "Vatashku et hanezirim yain, va'al hanevi'im tzivitem lemor lo tinabu." Right, and these people who I gave you to teach you the proper way to behave, the way to live lives the way that you are supposed to, right? What did you do with these nezirim and these nevi'im? The nezirim you gave wine, right? The thing which they are not supposed to take, not supposed to drink. And to the nevi'im you said, lo tinabu, right? Don't prophesy, right? The teachers that you were supposed to have, you basically ignored. You basically told them to be quiet, that you didn't want to hear. And because of that, the Navi is saying, that is why you behave the way you do, and that is why you are about to be destroyed. And so the Navi concludes, Hine anochi me'ik tachtechem ka'asher ta'ika agala hamle'a la'amir. You, the rich and the lucky, the ones who have so much in Israel, right? I'm going to press upon you. I'm going to slow you down the way that a wagon that is full of grain is pressed upon, is slowed down by what is inside. Right? You have so much. You are so rich, and you're going to be weighed down by that. Va'avad manos mikal. And those which were once kal, right, were light on their feet, will no longer be able to flee. V'chazak lo yi'ametz kocho. And the ones who were once strong will not be able to gather their strength. V'gibor lo yimaleit nafsho. And the ones who were once brave and strong will not be able to escape. V'tofes hakeshet lo yi'amod. Right, and the one who holds the bow will not be able to stand. V'kal b'raglav lo yimalet, and the one who is fast on his feet will not be able to escape. V'rochev hasus lo yimalet nafsho, and even the one on horseback, who certainly should be able to run away, will not be able to. V'amitz libo b'giborim arom yanos b'yomahu ne'um Hashem. Right, and the bravest, the most strong-hearted of the heroes will escape, will run away naked, with nothing, on that day, right, on the day that ultimately you will be punished, says Amos, right? You had so much, and you were given so much, both in material things, but also spiritually. You were given teachers, you were given laws to live by, but you wanted none of the spiritual, and so the the wealth that you have in the end will end up just weighing you down until you will not be able to escape the punishment which is coming upon you. And with that, we end this week's Amos podcast, and we will pick up again in the next podcast at the beginning of Amos Perek Gimel.